Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and a baby. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. Have you ever wanted to exercise regularly but just didn't know how to get started? Let's face it, we all have our excuses. On today's podcast, I interview my own mom who didn't exercise regularly for 50 plus years. But that's all changed now. What's made the difference? Find out today on Losing Weight After Baby. Well, on the phone with me today, I have my hero, my mother. Now that I am a mom, I can understand a little bit of how much my mom has done to raise me. You know, I have very young children, and my mom obviously has raised me through adulthood. And I am so grateful for my mom. And if you were to meet my mom, you would remember her instantly because of her smile. She is, my husband calls her the smile warrior. So she always has a big smile on her face. And my friends always growing up would ask me, is she always that happy? And I would have to say, yes, even at home, at dinner time, in the morning, in the evening, she is always this happy. My mom is so characterized by joy. But one of the things that she has not been characterized by in her life is going to the gym or exercising or being in sports. That just really hasn't been part of my mom's life. But a few years ago, we started having more of an interest in fitness. So I wanted to ask my mom about what she did to get in the loop in terms of exercise. And I think the thoughts that she has will encourage you. So perhaps consider this a chat with a mom into your life to say, you know, honey, you can do this. If I can exercise, you can too. So listen in. Mother, would it be fair to say that the first 50 or so years of your life, you don't really exercise on a normal basis?
That is correct. 100% correct.
So what happened to you? Why did you start going to the spin class every week?
It's all James's fault.
That would be my husband. He's to blame for many things.
That's true. But it was a good thing to call, like a blessing in disguise.
That's right. What did he do to coax you into the spin class? Tell our listeners, because they don't know.
He came to the house one day and said, Mother, I have found a private gym near the house. And it is wonderful, and Arlene and you are going to go. That would be fun for both of you, and blah, blah, blah. So I thought to myself, that's not a bad idea. So he said, just try it. But I actually was dragging my feet. I told you to try it first.
That's right.
And I think you started first like about 2-3 weeks or so, and then I decided to join, and I have not missed it since.
So. And that was 3+ years ago.
That's correct.
And you have gone 2 times every week. So you went from nothing to 2 times a week and then faithfully for so many years.
That is correct.
Why did it work? Why, you know, there's so many women, they
think. There are a couple of things that work. Number one, it is close by the house.
Yes.
So that helps. Just like when you need something, if it's close by, you know, that's where you go first.
That's,
you know,
right.
Instead of going all around town.
So make it convenient for yourself.
It was convenient, number one. Number two, and this is actually more important than number one, is because you are going with me.
Right.
You know, if it was for me, I might have dropped out if it was just by myself, I think. I couldn't, you know, say that for sure. But most likely it will, because
yes.
I don't have anything to keep me going, so to speak, you know.
So it really helps when you know someone is picking me up, or I have to go pick someone up.
Exactly.
So you can't let the other person down.
Yes. In my case, you pick me up because the gym is, between your house and my house.
And I can say from my end, there are many days I would have rather stayed in bed, but I thought, I have to wake up and I have to pick up my mother. So, you know, so it works for both partners.
That's right. So whatever worked, that's what we have to do. It was not as bad as I thought. We did it early in the morning. I remember the days when we started at 6:15.
It was
now
early.
It's not that early anymore.
Yes.
But in those days, it was still dark. In the wintertime, I still remember. But you came, so I was ready, and we went.
Yes.
And that was good.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about the first class, because I know some ladies are intimidated, you know, to go into the gym or start a new class. They're not sure what to do. And I know you said, you know, I don't have any experience in an exercise
That's right.
class. And then our trainer, you know, looks, she's all muscly and she's a bodybuilder. So she looks intimidating. So how did you get through that first class?
You know, that is a good question. I figured out if they can do it, I can do it too.
That's right.
I think that's what I thought, you know. And I was, I think Norma was the oldest one at that time. No. I was older than Norma. And I thought, you know, she's not that much younger than me and she's doing excellent. She was kind of like my, what do you call that? Idol.
Yeah, like an inspiration.
Inspiration.
You think if that lady who is older than me can do it, then certainly I can do it.
Exactly. She looks great. They can do it, so we can do it too. It's not that big of a deal.
And then what positive benefits have you seen since exercising? Do you feel better? Can you walk more? What have you seen?
I think that is something that, you know, we usually get stuck in our routines in that sense. And we know very well that we need to get our heart rates up. And unless you do something intentionally, you're not going to get... My exercise used to be just walking in the mall, you know.
Yeah.
That's my exercise, you know.
From one end of the mall to the other end of the mall.
Yes, looking for the best bargains, you know. That's what my exercise is all about. Or maybe working a little bit in the yard. But you really do not get your heart rate up. And we all know very well we do need to get that heart rate up a couple of times a week for sure. I happen to like biking, so that was good. The spin class was something that I could enjoy right from the start in that sense.
Yes.
Maybe not for everybody, yes?
Right, so pick something that you think you'd like.
I figure out, you know, I can do it. And I'm not so good with music, so if you put me in a class where I have to really kind of like dance, like, you know, to the beat of the music, whatever, you're going to lose me in no time.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Before the class is over.
Exactly. But this was good. We did the spin. We did the circuit training. I love it.
Yeah.
And it is such a small group setting that works for me.
Yeah, we have anywhere from, you know, on a bad day, maybe 5 ladies, and on a really full day, maybe 14.
That's
and some
right.
gentlemen also. So
yes,
it's a nice small class.
Yeah, the average is about 8-10. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is perfect. Perfect.
Now, on those days where you don't feel like going, what goes through your mind to get you into the spin class?
That's a good question. You know, Patty, our trainer, she cares about each and every one of us. So if I do not come, for sure, I better give her a good reason why I am not there.
Yes.
And yet, I cannot tell her, I just don't feel like it.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have an earful. So, and then the other thing is also James, of course,
right.
you know, I know that he has great expectations for all of us to live healthy, you know, not just for him, but for all of us as well, because it will add so much to our enjoyment, you know. It's not the most important thing, but it definitely is, you know.
A important thing, yes.
Yes.
So these last few years, you have been exercising regularly. So why would, if someone asks, Anne, why is exercise important to you? Why do you make time for it every week? What would you say?
It is a fact. In the past, I'm 59 plus now. When I eat, let's say we went out with some friends to a buffet. Let's see.
Right.
That is for sure 2 pounds.
Right.
2 pounds. Okay. And then as you grow older, there is no way you're going to lose it just like that. Oh, you're going to pretend you're going to sleep and it disappears tomorrow morning.
Right.
It is not going to happen. And can you imagine if you just think about it, most of us eat more than what we can burn. That is a fact.
Yes.
I don't think anybody, without really intentionally watching what they are eating, is going to really eat just enough.
Right.
Most of us will eat more. And that means we could easily gain 0.5 pound a week, a month, you know.
Right, that's still 25 pounds a year.
Exactly. Can you imagine? And I knew that's where I'm heading.
Yes.
For sure. That's where I'm heading. I still don't feel sick or anything, no, because we're always having fun. But that is not to say that we are not heading toward trouble, for sure.
Yes.
So with this exercise, it will keep me in check. Basically, I would say in the last 3.5 years, I have not gained 1 pound, I would say.
Yes.
I have lost some, and, you know, I gain it back. And that is not because the exercise was not working, no. But without watching what you're eating, it's not going to work.
Sure.
You know, so basically, that is what I'm still working at. Make sure I don't really eat more than what I should be eating.
Yes.
You know, and it helps. And it is a process. I don't think we can get it the first week. We have everything. To me, what is more important is to keep it off. And I don't believe in everything has to be fast, fast, fast. But yes, to have a jump start is good. You want to go on a strict, you know, calorie count for a week to give you a head start. That would be very, very good.
Yes.
And then plus your exercise, of course.
Yes. Now, you watched a television special a while ago about fitness, and you came and you were so excited and you told James and me all about it. Can you tell our moms a little bit about it?
I think it's probably Discovery Health. They were just giving us examples of where America is heading.
Yes.
In terms of how many are going to be obese.
Yeah.
And the average person, how much they weigh. Oh, it scared me. It really, really scared me.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
And we all are guilty in some ways that, you know, we have those kind of habits and patterns. So we ate too much fast food, too much greasy food, no exercise whatsoever.
Right.
We sit too much in our chair in front of the computer or TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And what they are saying, it's not a hype thing. It is true. This is really what we are doing as a nation, you know. And what scared me the most was actually when they were talking about the children.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had all the numbers, but
yeah.
Discovery Health is a pretty good, reliable source. They were doing some numbers about how many children are obese and blah, 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 and it is not good. We need to have our kids walk, be outdoor more often, and I think it will be if enough people care about telling other people about this. I think it will happen, that we will turn. It starts with us. That's all I can say. I mean, you cannot sell. You do this, but I'm not going to do it. So before I say anything to a friend or, you know.
You have to do it yourself.
I have to do it myself. We have to be realistic. Two times a week, really regularly, going someplace is what I can take right now. Of course, 3-4 times is much better.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can only do 2 times, start with that and then build up. Maybe you can add at home, and that's what I'm trying to do. When I happen to watch TV, like with the Olympics and stuff like that, I like to do some things. I iron in front of it, or I sit on my, what do you call that ball?
The exercise ball.
Exercise ball, and do a couple of crunches and stuff like that. So you don't feel like you're, you know, kind of sitting there.
Right.
Eating nachos or something.
And watching these Olympic athletes.
Yes, I know. I love my nachos. You know what I enjoy doing is listening to your podcast, and I feel like I have a private coach there with your guests. A good motivation. And do a couple of weight liftings.
Right.
And there they are talking about getting healthier,
yes,
get exercise, losing weight. So, you know, there's your motivation.
That's right.
So it was really fun.
You hear it and you do it. Now, can you believe it? This is my own mother listening to my own podcast, exercising while she's listening. I mean, this is amazing. This is miraculous.
Well,
this is
podcasting
at its best.
You know, this is the way I look at it. Women that just had a baby, yes, they do have to lose weight, but I don't think they're the only ones that need to lose weight.
Let me say publicly how proud I am of you, mother, now you are 59 years old. You already said it, so I feel fine saying it. And you are exercising twice a week, and you're trying to do more at home, and you're doing it on a regular basis. And you have done so well to go from nothing to something. And that is something to be praised. And you know what's going to be your biggest motivation is listening to your own podcast, listening to this.
Goodness.
And then you'll listen, you say, oh, I said I was supposed to exercise more than twice a week. I better go do something. So
you better edit the ones that I'm not doing. No, just kidding.
So your own words will keep you accountable.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome, Ar. And I'm very, very grateful that you care enough to try to instill in people also, do something, even if it's little, start.
Well, there you have it. I told you my mother was full of joy. Can you tell? Well, here's what I want to do. Now, my mom is how old? my poor mom who keeps saying it over and over again, 59 years old. If a 59-year-old woman can get herself into spin class twice a week, and even sometimes at 6:15 in the morning, so can you. You can do it too, Mom. So whether it's, you know, early in the morning or you need to do it at night, you need to schedule a time with your husband, however you want to do it, I really want to urge you as your action step this week to make a regular time for exercise and then make it regular. That's the word. So that 3 years from now, 4 years from now, you could look back at this podcast and say, wow, 3 years ago, I started exercising and today I still exercise at this same time. And this is what I do. I go to the gym. I take a walk. I take a run. I play volleyball with friends. I play tennis every Friday. Whatever the case may be, to do something, do it regularly, and you will feel so much better, like my mom was talking about. And you will be able, instead of getting bigger and bigger, gaining weight all through the years and decades of your life, you'll at least get to hold steady and then even lose some weight and be a great example to your kids. So I really want to encourage you, moms, don't give up. Keep going. You can do this. Well, join us next week as we interview another guest. Until then, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency about fitness and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
A production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.